Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Frankfurt Boys of basketball coach Ben Steinlogge. Coach, tough loss last night in overtime against a pretty solid Donovan West team.
Yeah, you know, credit to them. They made plays when they needed to, and it's something we didn't do. You know, we had kind of some opportunities there, especially about halfway through the fourth quarter. You know, got up 5 or 6, and you know, they come down and hit a 3 and got back in it. We never really had a chance to get any separation there. And you know, like I said, when they needed to make plays, they did, and we unfortunately did not. Didn't execute very well at the end, and missed some easy bucks we probably would like to have back. But it's the nature of the beast, and you got to keep moving on.
I think it shows you guys are certainly a very tough team, the way you guys battled last night, though. Played a lot of great defense throughout the game and ultimately just coming up short. But talking about your guys' offensive performance, do you think maybe you can credit the sluggish start to having just coming off that Christmas break?
Oh, maybe some. You know, we've really kind of struggled to score the ball in general all year. Some of that's just inexperience. Wes Anderson got his first varsity experience last night. Thought he did a good job. Shot from outside. We just got to find a more, I guess, concerted effort from everybody, consistent effort, you know, trying to put the ball in the hole, and been very poor from the free throw line all year as well, and leaving some points out there as well. But kind of like I said, we've got to keep chipping away and get into a groove, get more comfortable, get guys having some more confidence so we can make some more shots and be confident when we shoot the ball.
And kind of talking about that last play in overtime, you guys had an opportunity to tie it at the buzzer, but unfortunately the shot didn't go. It looked like you guys were trying to drop a play for Wes Anderson to get free. He was the guy that inbounded the ball. How did you guys feel like you executed that play? Because it was defended pretty well.
Yeah, you know, not great. Donovan West did a good job after he hit a couple shots there early and kind of face guarding him, making it hard for him to catch. And, you know, we knew we'd run kind of something similar to for him earlier in the game where they had doubled him, and so we wanted to maybe a better chance of him getting the ball back off the inbound. And screen that he got set wasn't great. You know, the pass there wasn't great. As a result, you know, he had a pretty contested shot there to even try and tie it up. But we're young, you know, and trying to draw things up on the fly is sometimes hard with any group, let alone you're playing freshman, sophomore. So learning experience, hopefully we can get better from it and move on.
Yeah, and kind of talking about Anderson's game, he was phenomenal, hit 4 3-pointers, pretty good for his first game, but he did pick up 4 fouls. After he picked up that 4th, did you guys try to have him reel back a little bit, or did you just have him continue to be intense on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, we set him down there for a few minutes to try and buy some time. And, you know, he's smart enough, he played enough basketball, and when he was in the game, he knows how to play with some foul trouble, and it was a physical game last night. You know, it was called that way both ways, and you know, unfortunately, he was on the wrong end of some of it. It was a foul call, but yeah, I mean, he's smart enough. We don't have to worry about that too much.
You know, looking ahead, you guys have Hanover on the road next. We know about the Wildcats.
You know, maybe not quite as athletic as they have been in years past. A little younger than they have been as well. They've got some upperclassmen that are experienced. They're going to get up and down the floor. You know, they're going to attack you defensively as well. So maybe a better job of setting some screens in the half court for ourselves offensively, and you know, using those screens and kind of hit on earlier of being confident we shoot the ball and getting good looks for ourselves to give us a chance to score.
All right, Coach, best of luck on Friday. Really appreciate your time here today here on Locker Room Chat.
Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfurt Boys and basketball coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.